This is The World Tonight. Good evening, I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. Aldo Moro is dead. The Red Brigades have carried out their threat, and Italy is in mourning tonight for the man who had been premier and foreign minister and might have been the next president. It is 55 days since he was kidnapped and his bodyguard slain on a street in Rome. Jerry Bowen reports.
Moro's body was found in the back seat of a car parked in the heart of Rome near the headquarters of the ruling Christian Democrats, the party Moro shaped. He had been shot 11 times by what police describe as a machine gun pistol. The body was covered by a blue coat and wrapped in a red blanket. Investigators say he may have been shot late this morning, and the Red Brigade, his captors and now killers, brazenly brought the body into the center of the city to be discovered, the same way 54 days ago that they made their daring daylight abduction of the five-time former prime minister. Moro's murder has stunned and outraged this country. Spontaneous demonstrations involving thousands of people were held across Italy. And there was bitterness expressed by Moro's family, who had pleaded in vain for the government to deal for Moro's release. In a tense 8-line statement, the family said it wanted no public mourning, no ceremonies, no state funeral for Moro. The family adding, quote, "History will write about Aldo Moro's life and death." Jerry Bowen, CBS News, Rome.
There have been words of sympathy and outrage from around the world, and the question remains, was the government right or wrong to let Aldo Moro die? Bert Quint reports.
It was as difficult a decision as leaders of a country can make in time of peace. By refusing to deal with the Red Brigades and release 13 imprisoned terrorists, they knew they might be condemning their chief and their friend to death. But the Christian Democrats, along with the Communist Party and most of Italy's other political groups, held fast. To deal with terrorists, they reasoned, was to encourage more terror. And so, Aldo Moro died. A tragedy like this can't be called a victory for anyone. But it does seem clear the Red Brigade failed in their objectives. They did not obtain the freedom of their comrades. They did not break the new limited political alliance between Christian Democrats and Communists that Moro helped forge. And they did not humiliate the state. Italy may find some consolation in the fact that the ruthlessness, the cruelty, the disdain for human life showed by the Red Brigades and the firmness of a government that for many years has been considered too weak have created a spirit of unity long unknown to this country. Bert Quint, CBS News, Rome.
More news after this.
We're going to stick our neck out and tell you something.
It's hard to miss with Arrow.
And the reason is so simple.
America's shirt maker is Arrow Shirts.
America's shirt maker has done it again with what is probably the best shirt collar ever made. Arrow's patented custom collar, and only Arrow's got it. It's a whole inch wider at the bottom than the top, just like your neck is. It's adjustable by a full half inch, and it's got a special notch so the neck band doesn't show over your tie.
America's shirt maker is Arrow Shirts.
See why we're sticking our neck out. Stick your neck into an Arrow custom collar.
America's shirt maker is Arrow Shirts.
If we're not already your shirt maker, we ought to be.
The United States has been trying to develop some kind of defense against terrorism. But FBI Director Webster said today that the government is running into legal snags. Fred Graham has the story.
It was only recently that the Army disclosed that it is training special anti-terrorist units to deal with possible hijackings and similar emergencies in this country. Today it was disclosed that questions have been raised about the legality of using these units within the United States. The problem is a post-Civil War law that outlaws the use of the Army to enforce the laws and requires complicated legal formalities before the president can send military forces to deal with local disorders. FBI Director William Webster told reporters that there have been White House discussions about possibly creating such a counterterrorist force in a civilian agency, but he opposes having the FBI do it because it is not a peacekeeping agency. Justice Department lawyers are struggling with the legal problems, but in the meantime, White House sources say that if an emergency arose, so long as the governor of the affected state asked for help, the Army's anti-terrorist units could be sent in. Fred Graham, CBS News, Washington.
More news when the World Tonight continues.
Now, make Mother's Day really special. Take advantage of dramatic savings on full-featured, family-sized Litton microwave ovens during our factory-authorized sale. With great sale prices on our models 460 or 445, and a microwave cooking school bonus just for buying, now until May 27th. But don't wait. Come in today and get Mom a microwave for Mother's Day. See your participating Litton dealer and see how Litton is changing the way America cooks.
Here come hundreds of savings for your house from Sears. It's Sears Home Improvement Sale.
There's a big parade of savings going on now at most Sears retail stores. Save $300 on a 16-horsepower twin garden tractor that does lawn and garden jobs. Just $12.99.
Also get $12 off on a Sears dual-control washerless bathroom faucet. Now only $17.99. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Save on hundreds of items at Sears National Home Improvement Sale.
Three people were killed and 58 were rescued last night when a National Airlines jet hit the water on a landing approach at Pensacola, Florida. Those who were rescued say that Captain Glenn McDonald of the tugboat Little Mac is the hero who made it possible. Ed Rabel has the story.
Glenn McDonald was piloting his tugboat carefully through the dense fog last night on Escambia Bay off of Pensacola. The sound of the National jetliner thundered in McDonald's ears as it flew low over the tugboat, hit the water, and skipped like a flat stone. McDonald was so close to the downed plane that he could see the passengers scrambling out of the emergency exits.
As soon as it hit, the doors opened up and people started coming out, and currents started getting them and scattering them around the plane, and we just eased on in and started picking them up, getting them on board as fast as we could, and eased right on over next to the plane and got planks over on top of it to where we could get people off the fuselage and off the other side of the plane.
Glenn McDonald and his tugboat hands had saved the lives of most of the passengers aboard National's Flight 193. Today, McDonald is seen as a hero by survivors of the crash and residents of the Gulf Coast area.
Don't feel like a hero at all. Just they were there, I was there, we stopped and picked them up.
Still, most agree that if McDonald and his tugboat had not been where they were last night in the darkness and the fog of Escambia Bay, more passengers would have died. Ed Rabel, CBS News, Pensacola, Florida.
Wall Street in a moment.
That's Bill Muncy, the world's winningest hydroplane race driver. He's won 44 unlimited class boat races, 6 gold cups, and is a 5-time national champion with Pennzoil. Bill, why do you use Pennzoil motor oil?
Hey, Pete, I've used Pennzoil motor oil for over 20 years. This Rolls-Royce fire breather delivers 3,000 horsepower with a propeller speed of 14,000 RPM. It's virtually trying to tear itself apart. Usually the engine that hangs together will win the race. Pennzoil motor oil hangs in there for me from flag to flag.
Pennzoil motor oil. Quality lubrication for people who take chances, but not with their motor oil. And quality protection for you and for me. When your engine is worth caring for, Pennzoil motor oil is worth asking for.
Stocks on the downward side today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed around 822, down 2.51, volume over 30 million shares. Wall Street on this world tonight.